Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Thank you, everybody. Today is Monday, January 17th, 1922. And I'd like to thank everybody for joining us this morning. Oh, yes, beginning of a new week. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Good morning. Let's just start out with prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Heavenly Father, agreeing with one another, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 and praying in Jesus' name, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Father. Father, we just thank you for a new day, Lord, a day that we have never seen, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we just praying for those, for the homeless people that's on the street, Heavenly Father, out there by force, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we are praying for those that may be calling, crying out to you right now, Lord, for whatever situation and reason they are calling, Heavenly Father. Father, you know everything, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, you do, Lord. Lord, and we're praying for those that's in need right now, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Pray that you help to cry, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that this week be a wonderful week for each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we're praying, asking you to put your hand of protection around each and every one of us and our family members, Heavenly Father, as we travel to and from each and every day. Oh, yes, 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 and protect our vehicles, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those that in need of cars, Heavenly Father, those that have a mechanical problem, not able to get it financially able to have them repaired, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, we're asking that you make a way, Lord. You are our way maker, Heavenly Father. Yes, you are, Lord. Lord, we're praying that you open doors where doors need to be opened, Heavenly Father, and shut doors that need to be shut, Lord. Make way for us out of no way, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the first responders, Heavenly Father. We're praying for the doctors and nurses, Heavenly Father, technicians, Father, people that even clean the hospital, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for those that have been going in surgery, that have been surgery today, no matter where they are. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. What country they are in, we're praying for each and every one of them that is having surgery today, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for speedy recovery for those that are having surgery, Heavenly Father. Touch the doctor, Lord, their mind, their thoughts, Lord. Give them a steady hand, Lord. Give them wisdom to know what to do and what not to do, Lord. Oh, and they can see everything that needs to be done, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Yes, yes, yes. Give them a speedy recovery, those that need surgery, Heavenly Father, going through surgery. Those that then came out of surgery, Lord, that need healing, Lord. We pray for healing today, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for financial blessings today, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, we pray for strength today, Lord, for those in need, Lord. We pray for peace, Lord, for those that in need, Heavenly Father. Oh, and we pray for patience, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, Almighty God. We pray for those that, pray for love for those don't feel love, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 touch them, Lord, that they can feel love, Lord. Well, you are love, Lord. We love you, Lord, and you love us, and we just glorify you for our relationship we have with you. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Don't have a relationship with you, Lord. We pray for those that's not saved, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for those that don't even know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. There is no one like you. There is no one like you. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those that's in therapy, Heavenly Father. Give them the ability, the willingness to do what it needs to take, Lord, that they do the work that they need to do to receive their recovery, Lord, their total healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that may be lazy, Lord, we're asking to change that too, Lord. Those not doing what it takes to get what you have for them, Lord, what they have prayed for and asked for, Heavenly Father. Give them the willingness to reach their destination, Heavenly Father, to where they want to be in recovery, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 praying for those don't have insurance that need therapy, Heavenly Father. You are our way maker. Lord, we're praying that you make a way for those, Heavenly Father, that's in need of a therapist that don't have the finance to get therapy or the proper insurance. Heavenly Father, make a way, Lord. Make a way, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying that you pull more and more of the Holy Spirit in us on a daily basis, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, continue being with us. Every breath we take, every step that we make, Heavenly Father, guide us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Guide us, Lord. Oh, yes, yes. Praying for those that need a job, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Open that door that they can receive a job, paying enough, Lord, that they can live comfortable, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. We pray for those that have a problem on their job, Heavenly Father. And you know who they are, Lord. Resolve the issue, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Show them favor, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, in the situation, Heavenly Father, that's going on their job, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father, we're praying for those that have the COVID virus, Heavenly Father. Oh, touch their bodies, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, touch their mind, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Heal them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying that you could continue protecting us from the virus, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, and our family members, Lord. Oh, and those that have already had it, Lord. Removing the side effects, afterward side effects, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, from their bodies, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, we're praying for those that are depressed, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Touch them, Lord. Those with memory loss, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Touch them, Heavenly Father. A touch from you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. As the lady did, who touched the hem of your garment, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heal those that in need, Lord. Or suicidal, Lord. You know, a lot of people don't do well under pressure, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for prevention of suicidal, Heavenly Father. Those who may be thinking about suicidal, Heavenly Father. Pray for those that are confused in their head, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Reveal the right way to go, Lord. Oh, yes, touch their minds, their thoughts, Lord. Oh, yes, their souls, Lord, their hearts, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, you know what each and every one of us on this line in need of, Lord, what we have desires of, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. We praying that you'll meet each and every one of our needs, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 our desires, Lord, our goals, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 help us to reach our goals, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, hand for businesses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Touch the businesses, Lord, of the ones that have come to the line, Lord, those still coming and those who come, Heavenly Father, touch our businesses, touch their businesses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, that they succeed, that they meet, that they succeed more elevated, more than they ever thought they would, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. They'll succeed abundantly, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And pray for those that are lonely, Heavenly Father. Fill that void, Lord, that they get to know you and know that you are the one that can fill that void, Lord, that they fill it with you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those in the nursing home, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that sick and shut in at their house, Lord. Lord, just a visit from you, Lord, a touch from you, Heavenly Father. All they need is a touch from you, Lord. Give them a touch, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, we're praying for marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Where there's chaos, Lord, in the chaos, Lord, whatever the American needs, Lord, oh, yes, 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 Lord, you have some that's cheating on the spouse, Heavenly Father. You can see that too, Heavenly Father. We ask that you to see all whatever causing the marriage to go sour, Lord. Oh, touch those marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for the kids, Lord. During this time of this pandemic, Lord, touch their minds, Lord. Their thoughts, Lord. Touch their souls, their mind, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, for those who have lost interest in school, Lord, change it, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray that the kids make good grades during this time, Lord, even though what's going on around them, Lord, do not let it affect their grades, Heavenly Father. And those that don't have patience in the classroom, give them patience, Lord. Give them eagerness to learn, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God, give them a thirst to learn, Lord, that they make good grades, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for the kids that's in an orphanage, Lord, we're praying for them, Heavenly Father. They need you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. And, Lord, we're praying for little Alan, Heavenly Father, 13 years old and going through what he's going through, Lord. You know what he's going through right now, not being able to talk to family members, only his auntie, his cousin, Jelica, Lord. Oh, Lord, you know the situation, the battle that April's going through, Lord, with her trying to get custody and being accused of, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. So we ask you that you work that out in April and Alan's favor, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, there's nothing you can't do, Lord. And whatever else that anybody on this line, family or friend may be going through, Lord, we ask that you work it out in their favor, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We depend on you, Heavenly Father, for everything because you are our Father, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And Lord, when we pray, Lord, We know it is done because we walk by faith and not by sight, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we just thank you for answering all the prayers that you have answered through prayer, praise, and deliverance. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for holding this line together for so many years, Heavenly Father, for this 20 years, Lord, for those that have been there for the whole 20 years and those that's coming as we go on day by day, month by month, year by year, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We thank you for this prayer line, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we asking you to continue putting your head of protection around each and every one of our houses, Lord, and our family houses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, you know every hair number has on each one of our heads, Heavenly Father, so you know what everybody is going through, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And if they're going through anything, Heavenly Father, oh, yes, you know it, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We just asking you to just be there for us, Lord, even when we don't ask or we don't know to ask, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 be there for us, Lord. Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we praying that you allow us to hear more of your voice, Lord. Speak to us more and more and more, Lord. And those that are not able to hear you when you speak, Lord, give them a listening ear that they can hear, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Some of us may be in need of one thing. Some may be in need of another, Lord. Our family members, Lord. Oh, yes, and you know it all, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We just ask that you just help in any situations, all situations, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And those that move sailing right now, they're not in the need of anything, Lord. Can you put you first, Lord? Always put you first in our life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you to move in our life for our good. No matter what part of the world, whether they agreeing and calling their names, as I'm praying right now, we connect all the prayers with Father who art in heaven. I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses. And everybody we pray for, forgive our trespasses. We forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, power, and our glory, Heavenly Father. You are our everything. And we love you. And we are agreeing and praying, not in our name, but in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Again, good morning, everyone. And what we're going to do right now is, everyone, unmute your phone. And what we're going to do is we're going to all come in and hear God pray for what we already asked for, what we want him to do, what you know that he's done for others, what you already expected that you done prayed for. Praise him for everything. But we're not going to submit you for anything, so the lines are open. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, we
praise
thank you this morning.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we worship your name, Lord God. Lord God, we magnify you, Lord God. We are truly grateful, Father God, for just allowing us, Lord God, to wake up, Lord God. Lord God, in our right mind, Father God, thank you for this roof over our head, Lord God, and a car to drive, Lord God, and being able to provide, Father God. Lord God, we are so thankful, Lord God, and grateful, Father God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for this day.
Thank you, Father God.
before you,
Father, we thank you for our prayers, Lord God. We magnify you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We lift you up, Lord God, with all the praise, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God, on the basis of your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for keeping Denver and Dallas, Lord God. Thank you for keeping my family, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are bless your holy name, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
You are our calling power in the name of Jesus. You are our peace in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. You are our healer in the name of Jesus. You are our hallelujah, our defense in the name of Jesus. You are our help in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for all that you are. Hallelujah. To us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your love and kindness in the name of Jesus.
God,
Holy Spirit, you are welcome
yes, Jesus, thank you.
Today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
hallelujah. Thank you, everyone,
thank
for the
you,
praises that have went up.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So at this time, if anyone have a song on their heart, so they would like to sing.
Yes, I'll sing a song this morning. Good morning, everybody. God bless you all. And we know that victory is ours. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I could say come to get behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Healing is mine. Healing is mine. Healing today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Healing today is mine. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. His name is Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. We have the victory. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that song. Anyone else have a song you would like to sing? Okay. All right. So the scripture for the week, for this week, January the 17th, 2022, the scripture is Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. And it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So, and that is so true. You train up a child the way he should go, and it would not, it will always be there. And again, that is scripture of the week for January 17th, Proverbs 22. Verse 6. And today, I would like to touch on overcome opposition and declare blessings. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9 says, a wide door has been opened to me, and with it are many adversities. So we're going to overcome opposition. And, Numbers 6:23-26 says, say to them, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. So we're going to declare that blessing. Okay. God has always given us opportunities to move forward in life. It is God's desire that you grow and reach your full potential. Anytime you take a step forward, the enemy will try to bring opposition and adversities against you. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 16:9, like a wide door has been opened to me, and with it are many adversities. God promised that through him, you can overcome any opposition the enemy brings your way. When you step out in faith and opposition comes, stand your ground and keep doing what you know to do. Keep on praying, reading the Bible, going to church, and walking in love and forgiveness. Keep your heart tender and speak words of hope and victory over your life. When the enemy sees you are more determined than he is, he'll back down and you will move forward to the new level of victory, focused and full of joy no matter what comes against you. You will overcome oppositions and walk through the door the Lord has opened for you. So let's all overcome our opposition. And then let's declare blessings. A blessing is not a blessing until it is declared. So today, declare a blessing over yourself and others. Speak that blessing in the name of Jesus. Declare you are blessed with God's supernatural wisdom and receive clear direction for your life. Declare today that you are blessed with creativity, courage, talent, and abundance. You are blessed with a strong will, self-control, and self-discipline. You are blessed with a great family, good friends, good health, faith, favor, and fulfillment. You are blessed with success, supernatural strength, promotion, and divine protection. You are blessed with a compassionate heart and a positive outlook on life. Declare that any curse or negative words that ever been spoken over you is broken right now in the name of Jesus. Declare that everything you put your hands to is going to prosper and succeed. Declare today and every day. And you'll find that in Deuteronomy 28:1-14. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for every opportunity to advance in life. We ask for the wisdom to make the right choices, and we are determined to stand on your promise. We thank you that you are bigger than any problem we may consider. Thank you for loving us and setting us free to walk in victory today. Thank you for speaking blessings over our life in your word. Thank you for equipping us with everything that we need to be successful. Teach us to constantly believe in and declare your blessings over our life and the life of those around us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to get the names of those who are here. If you have a prayer request, testimony, praise report, or you have something that you just want to share that would be helpful, that that help that help for you also, or that you a good word you want to share, feel free to do so. So now the lines are open. And start. Give your name.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning. And I just, you know, thank God for the word this morning. that I'm alive here to hear it. Thank you for thanking God for a sound mind this morning and for everyone on this prayer line and for the ones to come today in the name of Jesus and the days following. Thank you, Father, for this is the day that he has made, so I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank you right now, God, for unity in this ministry, Father, and the ministries all over this nation, not just only for ours. And thank you, God, for intercession, Father, that we can come on your behalf and intercede, hallelujah, for the many blessings and the things that we have need of in the family, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for all and everything. We give you thanks, Father, in Jesus' name. And I'll be listening this morning.
Amen. And if you're not able to pray, just say listening. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Chris. Just want to thank God for allowing us to be here this morning and just, you know, with everything's going on with the weather, just having a roof over your head and just being able to be warm. I just thank God this morning for that.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Shell. I just wanted to say good morning and hope everyone had a great weekend and services online. And I'm just real grateful that waking up to see a new day.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Yvonne. I just thank God for this brand new day. I'm glad to be here on this prayer line. And I'm listening.
Good morning.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Marie, for leading us this morning and sharing the word with us. We appreciate that. It's always good what you share, and it's good for the spirit and, you know, helps us as we go forward, and we shall overcome opposition because we do have the word of God in our hearts. And it's just good to be reminded, you know, each time we come, you know, many times we hear stuff that we have heard before. But you know what? To be reminded is a good thing so that we can keep it fresh in mind. So I'm really appreciative of what you have shared today. And I know that there are different ones out there who may be struggling with things, you know, not just the people who are here now, but there are people who come in. We can see that people come in and listen after we're off the air, and they are blessed by what they hear. I'm sure, you know, many people may not say anything about what they hear, but then there are those who will give us a comment or compliment about what they have heard on the prayer line. And I do know today that today is the celebration of Martin Luther King's birthday, and some people may not be working. So, you know, while you're off from your job, I pray that you will enjoy your day. I know here in the Atlanta area we have had snow and rain and sleet and stuff like that. So just be careful out there. You know, I'm from the north, and so I was used to snow. But, you know, we don't get it much down here, and I'm thankful for that because I did leave the north because of all that cold weather. And I'm just grateful that God has blessed me to be here, to be able to hear the different voices that come to this prayer line. Some of us may not say much, but just to know that you're here to be in agreement with God is so beautiful. And as the scripture was shared earlier about train up a child in the way it should go, you know, I'm looking at some of these families that we're connected to, and the children are sometimes allowed to just run amok and just do whatever they feel like doing, and they're not really being disciplined. Not only our families, but families around the world. There are some families that don't believe in discipline. There are those who have been intimidated by the rules of the land. And I was sharing with somebody today how when my daughter was growing up, they started this new thing about, well, it was fresh where if your parent gives you a whipping, then you can report them to the authorities. And so I remember one day I was, Jamila did something, and I was about to give her a spanking, a whipping, if you will, however you want to call it, discipline. And she says, Mama, she said, if you're with me, I'm going to call the authorities. And I told her, I said, we're here.
I said, you can go ahead and call them. And when they come, you can go and live with them
because they would not tell me what to do in my house. They will feed you. They will clothe you and all that stuff if you, you know, decide that you don't want to take this. So, you know, as a Christian, you have to know what the Word of God says. So after that, after I told her about that, she never said that she needed to be punished. She took her punishment. So, and then I also remember this lady who had a little boy, and she had given him a thing. He called the authorities on the mother. So when the policeman came to the house, the woman, she brought the Word of God out on the police. She had a nice conversation about what, you know, the Lord says. And when she got after talking to the police, said, well, the next time you have trouble with this boy, you can come in and I'll give you some help, you know, to help you do what you need to do. So my thing is what I'm saying is that we have to know what the Word of God said in a place where we believe what it says, and we have to use what it says to be able to live in this world that we live in, because our world is just, our world is, you know, they tell you not to beat your child, not to discipline your child, but then they will beat them in the street. They will knock them down. They will shoot them and kill them, because a lot of times children will get to a point where they're just doing crazy stuff out there because they were not disciplined in the home. So it's very important that we as Christians not allow the things that they're doing in our government dictate what we do in our homes. I mean, there are different things that they're doing that are totally contrary to the will of the Father. So the Word tells us that if you beat your child, you'll deliver his soul from hell. And there are different scriptures that tell us about what we should be doing for and with our children. I'm not telling you to beat your child unmercifully or hurt them in such a way that they will be crippled or something like that. I mean, there are parents who get angry with their kids and they do stuff like that. I hear families out there cursing their kids, little kids being spoken to in a profane way just out there. And it's like, I have sometimes asked the parent, you know, why are you doing that to your child? You know, a lot of times you can say things in a way where people will maybe think about what they're doing, and maybe in the future they may change. And there are those who may get real angry with you. So you have to use wisdom a lot of times when you're maybe out there in the world. But I just know that my mom and my dad, they disciplined us when we were growing up. We got our spankings, and we turned out very well. I mean, you know, there were 9 of us in the house, and if they didn't have discipline in the house, can you believe or try to fathom the chaos that would be in the house if everybody was just doing whatever they felt like doing without being disciplined for their bad behavior or for doing things that they shouldn't be doing? So there's a reason why the Lord tells us to discipline our children. He also disciplines us when we are not doing the right thing. We get our discipline, too, from our God. So we need to, you know, do the things that are right for the Lord. You know, when he speaks and tells us to stay out of sinful situations, we need to stay out of those sinful situations. There are different things that we may be prone to do, and the Lord will, you know, speak to us through the Holy Spirit. There are those who may have a tongue. There are those who have a backbiting tongue. There are those who just have a disdain for God. Even though we are part of the kingdom, there are those who just don't want to follow the rules that, if you will, the rules that God has given us, the Ten Commandments, and disrespecting parents and dishonoring God. So we have to sometimes go back and reread the Ten Commandments so that we will follow what the Lord has spoken in the Ten Commandments, honoring our neighbors and honoring our moms and dads. That is so important because he says that your life will be long upon the earth. So, you know, those of us who have young children, you have opportunity now to mold your child into the way God would have them to go. And a lot of times when we are living our lives, what we teach our children is by what we do. You may not always have to say things to the children, but they watch what you do. So you're teaching your children about life, about God, by your example. So that's another thing we have to remember is that our lifestyle is a teaching tool for the children, because the children imitate what they see. You know, you think about how I think about especially little David, I mean, he just mimics people so well. I mean, he's a young boy. He just turned 5 yesterday. And, you know, he does things that he sees other people do, just like we did when we were children. We saw what mom and dad did. My mom and dad, they prayed a lot. And so that's something that I do now. I do a lot of praying because I saw them and I saw what God did through the prayer that they sent up to him. And I was thinking the other day how my daughter, one day we were talking years ago about how my mother would be in there praying for Jamila, and Jamila would hear her praying for her. And she said, I don't want her praying for me, but my mother kept praying for that child, and she kept praying for me too. And as a result of those prayers, we are now serving God. So these prayers are put out for our children. These prayers are working. No matter how long you may have to pray for those children, keep those prayers going. They are working, and I'm glad for the prayers that went up for me. I'm glad for the prayers that went up for my daughter, because I saw things in my life, and I saw things in her life, and I saw things that my daughter was following some bad things that I was doing before I received salvation. And so, you know, we have to be examples of who God wants us to be so that these children will live a good, wonderful life. So we thank you, Lord, today for the time of fellowship and prayer. Amen. And that's my piece for this morning. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. Can I piggyback off what you just shared? Is it okay?
That's fine.
All right. I had the same experience with my daughter. You know, she didn't tell me she was going to call 911. I let her stay outside, and it was nighttime in the summer, and I love children. So I decided I was going to walk. I was in Brooklyn, New York to go get my goddaughter, you know, and I let her stay out with one of the older teens, and she wound up in the park across the street. What time I got back, and I'm like, where's my child? And she said, I told her, come on, and she wouldn't listen. She went because everybody else went. I spanked her all the way back home, right? That was like a block and a half, and someone called the cops, and the cops knocked on my door. I told them to come on in, and I explained the situation and everything, and the officer, it was a woman. She said, beat her again. And I just thank God for an understanding officer, because that same child, when she got 16, she said, I gave her permission to smoke cigarettes. And I believe she, what, 46, 47 now? And it was in my spirit the other week, right? And I just text her, you know, let her know it's in my spirit. And you said that I said that you can smoke. Well, I'm telling you now that you don't have no permission to smoke. And she texted me back and said I stopped. She had 9 days from stop smoking cigarettes. And I am so grateful that, you know, like, I just pray, like you said, just keep praying for your children. Because I couldn't tell her, oh, you shouldn't smoke this. Because I've done it myself, you know. I ain't smoked cigarettes. I smoked other stuff. So I'm, like, really, really grateful for prayer. And just to know that God honors and hears our prayers, especially when you ask another brother or sister to pray with you. And God is really there, and I'm like, I'm so grateful. And then just to hear you talking about, you know, someone have the nerve to call the officer on the mother, and it take a whole village just to raise one child. Me working in Dollar Tree now, I see all types of children coming in. I remember a group of them came, and the oldest one, he like, I wish you was my Auntie Annie. And all I was doing was just sharing some motherly, godly, you know, community stuff with them. When you're in a store, you shouldn't react like that. You know, and the lady they was with, that was their stepmother. So they was giving her no respect at all. But my thinking, maybe the dad told her to take them. And I turned around and I was walking to the front. She using profanity on them. And I had the courage to being a bold soldier, a child of God. I let her know, you can't talk to them children like that, especially in public. You know, but I know she was going through her feelings. But before the, you know, they left and everything, we was all okay. And I just hope and pray that it still sits on their heart when they decide to act out with the stepmother. Thank y'all for letting me share that. I love you some children. In New York, they called me Mother Goose. Can't forget the children.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. just on listening to the ladies, you know, speak on about training up a child in the way you should have them to go, and when they become old, they shall not depart for them the word, or give them the word of God. And I truly believe in chastisement. And there are two types of chastisement that the Lord revealed to me. It's just, you know, sometimes it takes a village to raise children. And back then when I was coming up, our neighbors gave us spanking. And then when we did something, and then after they gave us spanking, then they told our mom, and mom gave us spanking. And then, oh boy, when dad came home, you got a spanking. So we got three spankings. So I thank God back then. I didn't like it then, but I see that it made me a better person in coming up when it was done right in the right way. And then when I had my daughter in church, I brought her up in the admonition of the Lord. She hated me. She hated me. She said, my mom is the meanest person in the world. And she didn't know how much that hurt me. But, you know, I did what I did. She said, I used to always hate that when you called me by all three of my names, all three of them, that meant trouble. I said, you're going to learn me. And I taught her this, and she was rearing up. And so if I do this and I do that and I do this, this means this, this means that, and this means that, you're going to learn me. And so, and if somebody came in the house, if they're not there for you, then you say good morning, good evening, or good whatever, and you put a handle on their names, and then you get out of here quickly and go back to your room, because if you didn't, then you was going to get it from me afterwards. And so I thank God that I know my daughter is fully, really fully saved, and, you know, with the Holy Ghost, because I knew that when she left for me, I wanted her to know how to defend for herself with the Lord. And a lot of kids are out here now, and the world is eating them up because parents let them do whatever they want to do. I truly believe in chastisement. I chastised her with the word, and then she said, I used to hate you. She said, always talk to me before you would give me a spanking. I said, I want you to know why I'm spanking you. Well, you disrespected me. How I disrespect you? I didn't say anything. I said you did by your actions when you walked away. And so I would cave her in the back a little bit, you know. And then she wouldn't even know. I said, you know what, right now, I love you, but I don't like you. And now that she talks, we talk about it, she understands that. And so when she got, you know, grown enough to go to the military and move away, I felt good about it, because I know when I went to church, she went to church. I didn't leave nobody to take her to church. I did that myself because God, you know, blessed me with this child forever. How long that, you know, I will have it. We just only on loan, you know, and everything that we got was only on loan. Everything belongs to God. And so when she got into trouble, she said, Mom, I need you to pray for me because I'm going through this, that, and the other. And I said, yes, I will, daughter. I will pray for you. But you got to know, you know God, and I know you do. And so I can pray for you, but you got to learn to start praying for yourself too. She said, okay, Mom. So she was up here, and she was in a pickle. And everything, and things wasn't working out, you know, and stuff, because she was at that time shacking up. And so that wasn't a good thing right there. But he left her, and he left her up here all by herself. And she had no means, and she didn't have any food to eat and anything like that. I sent her some money, and I said, now pray for yourself because you know God. And so I just thank God just for that, that when she left from home, I knew she knew how to get a hold of God. I knew she knew who God was. So I'm just thankful for that. And y'all, thank y'all for listening in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, we thank God for all the words of encouragement and the sharing concerning children, because children are our future, and we really need to pay attention to what we're doing with our children, even the grandchildren. When they come over, they can't just run crazy in my house. I talk to them and share with them, and we do scriptures and things and prayers, and they may not always like what we're doing, but it's okay because they're going to do it as long as they're at my house. So anywho, we thank God today for, once again, Sister Marie leading us and sharing about overcoming opposition. For those of you who did not get on early, you may want to go back and listen to what she shared this morning. And as we're about to leave, I decree this morning that all of our prayers are covered and sealed with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them and they will not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that no evil shall befall us and neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. I decree every diabolical demon shall stop before getting to our doorsteps. Our family shall not be touched by any plague in the earth realm right now, nor any being released in the future. I decree that we will dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and the enemy cannot find us, nor can he touch us with any sickness or pestilence. And as I speak these declarations, you can take these and speak them for yourself, especially while we're going through this time of fasting. And we know that God, fasting, prayer, and supplication unto the Lord, we know that God is hearing these prayers that we speak out to him. And I thank God for each and every one that has sown into our ministry and or my life. Either way, we realize and recognize you're sowing into good ground. And I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will receive a 30-fold blessing, some 60 and some 100. And I decree also Deuteronomy 1 and 11, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are and bless you as he has promised you. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that we will continue to seek the face of God, and though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. I decree this morning that we will continue to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. And we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I decree that our families are blessed, and we are blessed and highly favored by God and by man in the name of Jesus. So we speak to Jesus Christ this morning and tell him that we will continue to serve him with all of our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our strength, everything that's within us, and we will bless his holy and righteous name. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. We know that the Lord God Almighty is there for us, and he will be with us even until the ends of the earth. So enjoy your day, those who are celebrating Martin Luther King. Celebrate Jesus first, and then we can celebrate man. All right. I love you all. Have a beautiful day. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.